This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's first criminal trial began on Monday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from New York.
Jury selection hadn't even begun in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial when prosecutors asked the judge to fine him $3,000 over social media posts they say violate a gag order. Trump called witnesses Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels two sleazebags. Trump's lawyers say he was responding to their public statements and the posts don't violate the gag order. Trump has pled not guilty to charges of falsifying business records as part of an alleged effort to keep stories about his sex life from emerging during his 2016 campaign. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden met with Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani on Monday at the White House as tensions soar in the Middle East and between Iran and Israel after Tehran's weekend strikes.
The United States is committed to Israel's security. We're committed to a ceasefire that will bring the hostages home.
Sudani called for restraint as he leads a delegation that's meeting with officials across Washington, including President Biden and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. The Israeli military on Monday renewed warnings for Palestinians not to return to northern Gaza. A day earlier, witnesses and medical officials said Israeli troops opened fire and killed five people among throngs of displaced residents trying to walk back to their homes in the devastated area. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians were driven out of the north by Israel's offensive soon after U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas's October 7th attack on southern Israel. This is VOA News. Officials say lightning and heavy rains have killed at least 49 people across Pakistan in the past 3 days. Most of the people died because of collapsing of rooms and lighting. Authorities have declared a state of emergency in southwestern Baluchistan province. More rains are expected this week. An official says heavy flooding from seasonal rains in Afghanistan has killed 33 people and injured 27 others in the past 3 days. A Pakistani environmental expert says such heavy April rainfall is unusual and cites climate change. Monday marked 1 year since the war between Sudan's army and its paramilitary wing, the Rapid Support Forces, began. The war has produced widespread hunger as fields lay unplanted and aid agencies struggled to reach millions of Sudanese displaced from their homes. Mohammed Yusuf reports.
On April 15, 2023, Sudanese are waking to the sound of gunfire, shelling, and the roar of military aircraft as the Sudanese army and paramilitary rapid support forces began fighting for control of the capital, Khartoum. The fighting made it difficult for humanitarian aid organizations to distribute food and hard for farmers in the conflict zones to plant crops. The spreading clashes killed thousands and displaced millions from their homes. According to the United Nations, more than 18 million Sudanese are food insecure. Most are trapped in areas of active fighting. The conflict has disrupted agricultural production, damaging infrastructure and farmers' livelihoods. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
Horrified worshippers watched online and in person as a bishop was stabbed at a church in Sydney before the congregation overpowered the attacker. Police say a 15-year-old boy has been arrested. There are no life-threatening injuries. Police say a crowd of hundreds seeking revenge gathered outside the Orthodox Church, hurling bricks and bottles, injuring police officers, and preventing police from taking the teen outside. China's top official on Hong Kong affairs said on Monday the city should tightly hold on to the bottom line of national security. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
The director of Beijing's Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office, Xia Baolong, spoke at a ceremony for the city's annual National Security Education Day, just weeks after Hong Kong enacted a new national security law, also known as Article 23. Article 23 updates or introduces new laws to prohibit treason, sabotage, sedition, the theft of state secrets, and espionage, with jail terms up to life imprisonment.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.